You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. A Texas law banning social media companies from certain content moderation policies was recently upheld by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. The 2021 law prohibits platforms from banning or restricting content based on the viewpoints of users. Now, tech companies will have to appeal to the Supreme Court if they want to avoid legal risk in the state. We talked about this case here on the show back in May when the Supreme Court put implementation of the law on hold while the case ran its course. Issy Lepowski, chief correspondent at Protocol, helped us out back then and joins me again for an update. She says tech companies are in a tough spot.
The biggest decision is whether they act now or wait until the Supreme Court rules on this. And that's what I think they're all sort of holding their breath and waiting for. Because the big thing to remember is while this law in Texas can go forward, there's a very similar law in Florida that was blocked by the 11th Circuit. And so what we have now is a circuit split. And that's just the sort of thing that the Supreme Court is supposed to come in and sort of do a tiebreak on. In the meantime, in Texas, they're, you know, a little bit vulnerable to, you know, a whole bunch of lawsuits alleging discrimination.
This law, HB 20, intends to prohibit social media platforms from moderating people's, quote, viewpoints. But then how are these companies responding to this concept of what constitutes a viewpoint versus, say, hate speech or something like that?
Well, they haven't really responded yet in terms of changing their policies because I think they say, you know, the First Amendment is on their side. They also point to Section 230, which is, a provision you've heard a lot about that gives these companies really a lot of space to moderate content as they see fit. So they feel that these two laws are really on their side. And so they're not going to, you know, radically change their operations just yet because it could be quite soon that the Supreme Court sort of puts the kibosh on this Texas law again.
And do you think that's likely that the Supreme Court will side with the tech companies?
Well, we've already seen some decisions from the Supreme Court regarding this law. Remember, it was the Supreme Court that came in on its shadow docket and blocked this law from going into effect. Because initially, the Fifth Circuit wanted the law to go in effect before it even reached its decision on the law, right? But there was, I think, sort of a surprising amount of support for the Texas law on the Supreme Court, but still, the majority, you know, voted to block that law. And it has been historically, you know, conservative justices in the past who have sort of stood up for the First Amendment rights of corporations, usually as it has to do with, you know, how they spend their money. So, you know, I think there is a lot of faith still that that part of the conservative bench still exists and that certainly the liberal-leaning justices would oppose this law as well.
Issy Lepowski is Protocol's chief correspondent. Jesus Alvarado, Sasha Fernandez, and Daniel Shin produce our show. Becca Weinman is our engineer. Amanda Peacher is the interim senior producer. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.